So this is Bernd speaking from the Open Science Biochem 2020, and I was in 11, in session 11. The title was OER to MOOC, and now I have the two moderators in front of me. And please, could you introduce you, Julien, first?
Yeah, I'm Julien Collomb, working as a data manager, and we propose this session as the Open Science MOOC, which is a project, a community building project that runs for 3 years now, that I was nearly from the start. You two, right, Archibald?
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Archibald Tzifra. I'm the Open Science Officer of the European Research Infrastructure Consortium, DARIA. And I'm one of those contributors to the Open Science MOOC who are representing the humanities angle.
So maybe we have also some community in the community who are not so familiar with OER and with MOOC. Could someone of you describe what is behind these words?
Of course, we love acronyms here in the open science communities. It's all about our favorite acronyms. So OER stands for Open Educational Resource. It means educational teaching training resources that are openly available, but also openly reusable for others, openly licensed. The MOOC acronym stands for Massive Open Online Course. So you can see that the two concepts are closely related to each other. What we see is that in many cases in higher education curricula, issues around how to open up our research processes, how to share data in a way that is understandable and conceivable and reusable for other disciplines, other communities as well. So those skills, those issues are not necessarily covered by higher education curricula. And this is why with the Open Science MOOC, we are aiming to complement higher education curricula on the one hand, with spreading the word about these issues. On the other hand, we are trying to be inclusive with those who are not necessarily affiliated with any of the higher education institutions, but are interested citizens working on interesting projects, engaged in different sorts of knowledge production. We are aiming to help them as well.
And what are the specialties of a MOOC?
So that's what we wanted to talk about this session. Like, so open educational resources can be anything from text to videos to images and anything you can think of. And MOOC is basically a way to bring that material to the students, which have two components. It's a training material, which has to be presented in a way that it's easy for students to follow them and often has a community building aspect to it. So when you follow a MOOC, you meet other students online and build connection. And we hoped, and we still hope with the Open Science MOOC, to build communities of students and mentors together to foster open science on a large scale.
And what are the biggest problems bringing or making OER materials public and visible?
Currently, Julian might agree with me. One of the biggest problems we are currently facing has to do with infrastructure. That is, how to make our resources available in a sustainable manner that the attendees of the online courses can meaningfully interact with them, can permanently cite them, and we are also allowed to keep our workflow as open and as open source as possible. We are now at the point that we need to make decisions about a new platform for our educational resources. And during this session, we had a chance to open up this internal discussion to among experts of other experts involved in open science and open education resource creation in general, and have a fruitful discussion about what are options, what kind of options are available for us.
Are there some prominent or well-known platforms already there, and which are these?
Yeah, so there's a lot of commercial MOOC platforms around, some very famous like FutureLearn or Coursera, but they are not open source, which is a problem for a course which is about open science and open source production of material and knowledge. And there is one open source solution called Moodles, which is used a lot, but without a centralized way to give certificate to students. So each platform has its own certificate, and for a student, it cannot just pick up courses in different platforms. And that's a problem at the moment, that there is no federation of MOOCs, which probably comes also from sustainability problem. Like MOOC platforms are basically selling their students to MOOC providers that want to make money with their MOOCs.
And what was the most interesting point during the discussion for you?
Interestingly, the discussion somewhat shifted from the most immediate, most acute infrastructure issues, although we had a chance to discuss that as well. But we also managed to pay a little attention to another important area of OER production that has to do with communities, community aspect. In many cases, what we see is that MOOCs and OERs are built on the basis of voluntary work, which is not a sustainable option on the long run. We cannot build on people and their contributions will be available for free as a kind of in a favor basis. And we had a fruitful discussion on potential models to change this, but keep the community spirit around those resources, around those MOOCs at the same time.
So, something additional from you or...
Yeah, I think it's a key point for the Open Science MOOC, which try to go as tax-free or running a very low budget and coming after a couple of years to a point where it's not sustainable anymore, that people are put some energy into it but need to leave. So we need either to find other enthusiastic people that want to work for free or find a way to... finance the development and the maintenance of the MOOC.
Okay, thank you for this discussion and for your time, and thank you for this very nice session. See you.
Thank you.
Thank you.